Family night. Dad says he's racist against the Italians because the Italians were racist against the Irish first. And Mom says, Jimmy, I swear to God, please shut the fuck up about the fucking Italians. You are fucking Italian. And Dad says, well, yeah, Sheila, and you're fucking Irish, and you ain't so great either. What about it? And Erin's not here because she had to work again. But her girlfriend Darla always comes to family night, and she looks like she probably grew up having nice dinners, where no one talked about being racist against the Italians every night, and we want to tell her that Dad does this because of the Alzheimer's. But being honest, this was a dinner topic well before the dementia. And this shit he gave Mom about being Irish was a whole thing before he started trailing her around the house, asking if she was going to the store today, going to work today. Could she take him to the park today? Could she make a roast today? And Dad's never been the nicest guy to begin with. He's always yelled a lot, pointed out if we were getting fat, made fun of us for looking ugly as if we don't all look mostly like him. And he's always telling us our jobs are shitty, our kids are lazy. And listen, it's not like it's new that he's sexist against women, Mom in specific, always expecting her to take care of him, even here in assisted living, which Dad calls insisted living because he never wanted to trade their lived-in four square for three beige rooms and an accessible bathroom. But Mom still folds all his laundry and makes both beds and picks up his balled-up phlegmy tissues, even though the staff say it would be better for him to do those things himself. Dad asks Darla for the 50th time, are you Italian? And she says no, still not Irish either, Mr. Catalano. And Darla says, but you know, I took one of those DNA tests a couple of years ago and found a great-uncle I didn't know I had on my father's side. And Darla says, when I went to meet him in the nursing home, he had this shoebox full of Nazi memorabilia. At first I thought he must have been in World War II, but he said he was too young for that. And God, then he wanted me to, like, look at all of this Nazi stuff. And he even tried to give me some of the pins and handbills, and I thought it was going to be nice to meet him. He didn't seem like a jerk over the phone, but he wasn't nice, you know? And Darla says, I didn't want to be the girl visiting the worst person in the nursing home, so I never went back after that. Then Dad says, Jesus, Harold Christ. And Dad slaps the table. And Dad says, I hate the fucking Nazis. You know we fought against the Nazis. And Mom says, you never fought no Nazis, Jimmy. And Dad says, well, my dad did, but he was an asshole. Not as bad as a Nazi, of course, but he did go AWOL with a French woman at the end of the war and leave me and my mom alone. Dad clears his throat and then says, you know, he never came back. And we don't say anything, because he looks like he might cry, and we've never seen Dad cry, and we've never heard him talk about his father. It's like the guy never existed. And when we asked him about having a dad when we were kids, we sometimes would get slapped for it. And Darla says, Mr. Catalano, my dad was an asshole too, and he has never been around for me either, so I get it. And Dad says, listen, kid, I don't know how I feel about gays getting married, being Catholic and all, but if you marry my daughter, that'll mean I'm your dad, so fuck that guy. Anyway, you just call me Dad now. And then Dad asks Darla, do you know why I'm racist against the Italians? And she says, no, Dad. Why are you racist against the Italians? And Dad says, it's because the Italians were racist against the Irish, and my mother was Irish. And Mom says, Jimmy, shut the fuck up about the fucking Italians, please. And Dad says, Sheila, I heard it's okay to be racist against the Irish now. And Mom says, I'm going to be racist against you, you prick. And Dad says, Nazis are assholes no matter who you are. Nazis are fucking assholes. And Dad says, you know, I really loved my mother. Did you know my mother was Irish?